Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Gerald Ryan's joining us. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Did I read the other day somewhere that Trapeze Artist is coming back in today?
He's gone back into pre-training today, not the Rose Hill. He's gone to pre-training,
And that is it basically since the Everest he's been out in the paddock? That's, well, I mean, what is it, 5 weeks?
Yeah, he went out on the Monday because he's going to have 10 days freshen up on the water walker and go to the paddock of the day while we decided whether we go to Melbourne or Hong Kong.
Yep.
And then when that 10 days is up, we decided to spell him. So he's had 3 weeks today he's had out.
Because the turnaround's pretty quick, isn't it?
It is, because the plan is to run him on the 2nd of February. Well, he only got 80 days.
Yeah.
It's not long. And it takes him a good 10 weeks to get fit longer, you know. Before he ran first up last time, I think he had 14 weeks before he ran first up last time. He's a gross horse, and because he's not a great worker and that, he won't overexert himself. Well, it takes a little while to get fit. But last year, after he ran in the Coolmore, he only had 18 days out and come back and ran first up in the expressway. And that's where we're going to be going in the autumn. So, you know, he's got 5 weeks out now instead of 18 days. Well, got to start a bit earlier.
It's an amazing quick turnaround. And we see them at the races, or first time we see them at maybe trials, but there's so much preparation going in. And all horses are different, aren't they? Like a trapeze artist.
Yeah, you know, a lot of horses are different. Some don't cop the work. Get fit with less amount of work, and others sort of you've got to work in to get them fit. So that's why he's always a better horse after a couple of runs. But no, it's he's got a long program ahead of him, and that's how we go. Yeah.
So that 2nd of February is the expressway, is it?
Correct. And then a fortnight later is the Apollo, and then I think 3 weeks to the Canterbury Stakes, and then 4 or 5, and then you also got the rider in there, and and then there's the PJ Smith and ULA.
Yeah, there's plenty of options.
Great.
All right, we look forward to seeing him back, but his pre-training begins today. Interesting runner, obviously, today at Hawkesbury in this fifth race. Wakuna, who was so good the other day. Well, take us through your thoughts of the first up run, because he sort of loomed up around the bend, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a big horse. He's on pacer. Doesn't quicken a lot. And he's probably the other day, you know, being a four-year-old having his first start, he probably just need the run. Appears to have trained on since. But, no, he's all right. He gets his chance in a race that looks suitable again today for him.
And I guess you can take some, well, he's going to learn from the experience, but the former round Stock-Up who beat you that day, that horse has already come out and won again.
That's correct. I was looking at that this morning. It won again on that good form last autumn, and then it lost its way a little bit, and then it was a good first up. So, and it's come out and won again since. So it does shrink the form a little bit, yeah.
Is he one of the horses in this field that, do you think he's a natural on-pacer?
Yeah, well, just looking at him, and we've trialled him 2 different ways. But he had about 4 trials prior to racing, over 2 or 3 preparations, and he's always gone better when he's rolled along and let use his stride, like he's probably 16 three-hands high, and he's a half-brother to Deploy. So he's probably a roller. You know, he gets in the rhythm, and he's running over these shorter journeys. He's not a horse that would quicken, but he does go like a horse going to get a long way further than 1,300 metres.
All right, we'll see him today, race 5, number 5. What have you accepted for Saturday, Gerald?
Both Tango Rain in the 1,100-metre benchmark race and Red Excitement. But, you know, it's raining here at the moment, so that's why I must know that Red Excitement's in. But And yeah, they're the only two I got in on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's coming off that last start win, but you want the Showers to stay away. I think they've still marked it a good four, but, you know, for him, we don't want the Showers.
Yeah, no, he's okay. Actually, his best wet track form is here at Rose Hill, actually. He's had a couple of good races here. I think Parramatta Cup one day, he had a huge weight and the track was sort of soft seven or something. You know, he just got beaten. It sort of rained through the day, but he, as I say, his best wet track form does appear to be on his home track, yeah.
All right, we'll wait for the fields and everything to come out in the next couple of days. Good luck today. Thanks for your time, Gerald.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.